One of the main reasons that it's been organised is just about the price of fuel. It's not even just about the farming industry or the haulage industry. It affects everybody. The price of fuel has been up over 30% in 5-6 weeks. And it's a knock-on effect to everybody. You know, even down to the person living at home trying to get to their work in the car, the builders, the shops, heating oil, everything. It just has a knock-on effect and people just can't afford it.
Yeah, we can see in some petrol stations diesel nearly touching £2 a litre. Who's the target of this? Who do you want to hear the message tomorrow?
We want the government to take it seriously. Like, the UK government has stood back for the past 4 or 5 weeks and did absolutely nothing to try and help to combat this. There's been no help put in place. There's just nothing from them. They're just sitting back and they're collecting serious revenue from this. Like, there's 65%, roughly speaking, tax on the fuel. And it's just not on. It's pure profiteering is what it comes down to.
And we saw there this evening, the First and Deputy First Ministers have been also calling on the UK government to take a bit of action on it. Do you think they're doing enough, or they should be going a bit further as well?
I think everybody could be going a bit further. It's no point now coming up in arms whenever the protests have been going in the south. Everybody's wanting to jump on the bandwagon and all the politicians are coming out. Where were they 4 or 5 weeks ago when it all started shooting up? Like, as I said, the fuel prices affect them as well. They still have to put heating oil in their homes. They still have to buy fuel. They still have to go to the shops.
And Strabane is a very narrow town at the best of times. Is there any plans in place for the likes of carers and such to be able to still move freely while the convoy and the demonstration will be ongoing?
Absolutely. The plan isn't to have the road completely blocked. There'd be access left for emergency vehicles, carers, the general public. We're aiming for a rolling protest just to keep the thing moving. Not to bring the town to a complete standstill, because that isn't going to benefit anybody. And as long as we can keep the lanes open, people should still be fit to get through.
And yous are kicking off at Asda and the Asda roundabout. Is the direction of travel heading towards Lifford or back into the town centre?
At the minute, the route has not been finalised at the minute, but there's a possibility it'll be going between the Asda roundabout and the Lifford roundabout, and back in, and maybe back down the bypass a bit, or maybe out the Derry Road a wee bit. We haven't finalised it, but we're still working that out.
And this is the first. Can you foresee another Strabane fuel protest happening in the very near future, as different ones happen across the north over the next week in Derry and in the Ballygolly roundabout and such?
Well, I would like to see everybody coming together. I would like to see all the farming industries and the haulage industries, just every industry coming together to help fight it, because, as I said, it has a knock-on effect on everybody. And one day, if it works all better for everybody, but if not, it might have to go on to a second or third day, same as the guys are doing in the south. They've really dug in their heels and they're standing on the ground and they're not being pushed over.